Now it is time for our second interview with Mulelani. Also, to remind you again that since we are recording from home, we are using WhatsApp, so the quality may be different throughout the show. Mulelani is joining us from Nalibali. As some may know, RX Radio has a partnership with Nalibali. And of course, we love hearing children from the organization reading. And I personally love books. I love reading. I read until late at night, and my mom wonders, why am I up at night? And when I tell her that I'm reading, she's actually happy because she always wanted me to be into books. Mulelani will be talking about World Read Aloud Day. But Mulelani, how has the Nalibali organization been adjusting with COVID-19 around?
Sanibonani bangani, good day to everyone, to all the listeners of RX Radio. Yes, my name is Bulelani Fuchane. So how have we as Nalibali responded and adjusted in light of the COVID-19 impact? Well, as the campaign, we have now shifted a little bit more towards going virtual, where, you know, the majority of our resources can be accessible online. And we are using the online platforms to engage with the public and the communities at large, where we are continuing to encourage people to participate, you know, in key activities that can assist us to make South Africa literate.
Since COVID is around, how do you do the distribution of books?
So yes, we have partnered with the post office, where now our Nalibali supplements are being distributed via the post office, where, you know, we're trying to ensure that those communities that might not necessarily have the facilities to access the online platforms are still able to engage, you know, with the content and still continue to participate in some of the key activities that we have, including World Read Aloud Day.
What are some of the activities has the Nalibali organization been doing to keep children entertained from the comfort of their homes?
Well, as Nalibali, we have hosted, you know, various activities from when the lockdown kickstarted, even now during the school, well, the lengthy school holiday period. We have hosted various activities to keep the kids entertained and engaged, you know, in terms of, you know, the literacy activities. And some of the activities that we had, one that is currently running at the moment, we have what we call a Nalibali Story Champion, where we are encouraging, you know, children and parents to participate in this competition. You know, they can register via the online. They can get hold of the Nalibali supplement, as I did mention, that it is accessible via post office and also online. So we've had, you know, different activities that we hosted, and some include us partnering with other organizations and institutions to run holiday program for the kids where we are able to engage with them.
Now, on the 3rd of February is World Read Aloud Day. Could you please tell us what is World Read Aloud Day all about?
On the 3rd of February, it's World Read Aloud Day. This is a worldwide event that is celebrated globally in every first Wednesday of February, and this year it will be on the 3rd of February. And the whole idea is to bring attention to the importance of reading aloud to the children, especially at the earlier stages, because we do know that children whom are read to and who are immersed in storytelling at the earlier stages, they have a better chance of succeeding in life and doing well academically. So yes, this day is the day where, as Nalibali, since we are, you know, the leaders of this World Read Aloud Day campaign in South Africa, you know, we want the whole country to be on stop, and make sure that everyone is aware and is participating in the importance of ensuring that we are exposing our children to text, to exposing them to reading, so we can give them a better chance of succeeding.
But could you please explain to the listeners and myself as to what is so special about World Read Aloud Day? And can you tell us how you are planning on celebrating this day?
We understand that, you know, for some of the kids at the moment, perhaps, their experience of reading is not one that is of an enjoyable and fun experience. And this is what we want to change as the Nalibali campaign. You know, we want kids to begin to enjoy books, to enjoy reading. So the question is, you know, how can you as the parents basically stimulate that love of reading and the interest of the children? Well, the best thing that we can tell you at the moment is, one, it is important that you find ways to create a child-friendly space within your home where, the experience that the children would have around reading is not one where reading becomes a chore, but reading should become part of, you know, the way we socialize at home. When they play, you should allow them to play with books. You should allow them to role play, playing like a teacher, playing a kid who is reading. Because by doing that, we are then changing the whole perception that reading is such a difficult activity to engage in.
Are there any words of encouragement would you like to say on the importance of reading?
I would definitely like to encourage our RX Radio listeners to participate on World Read Aloud Day on the 3rd of February. But not only that, I think it is important that us as children understand that it is our right to have access to books. It is our right to have access to being told stories at the earlier stages. So therefore, I want to encourage all the kids, let's ensure that we start a revolution where we encourage our parents to read books to us and tell us stories, because by doing that, we are giving ourselves a better chance of doing well in the near future. So yes, thank you to all the RX Radio listeners. Keep listening. We love you. Keep reading.
Thank you so much, Buti, for allowing me to interview you. I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did. And I'm sure the listeners also now know the importance of reading and what World Read Aloud Day is all about.